Hashtag Ozpol is the third most used hashtag globally, according to Jonathan Harley, the Director of Media Partnerships at Twitter AU. But 56% of Australian voters polled by Twitter said they were undecided on how they would vote this Saturday. So does all this discussion actually help us out when we're talking about online social media? Or does it turn into maybe a tiny bit of an echo chamber? Luckily, Jonathan Harley is with us on the phone right now to discuss it. Good morning, sir.
Hi, Nick. I hope there's not an echo on this line.
No, there is not an echo on this line. You're sounding quite clear. Look, what are the key issues of the election, according to what young people are talking about on Twitter?
Yeah, so 59% of Twitter users are millennials, right? So 18 to 34. And the big issues for them are healthcare, which is actually consistent across all the demographics, all the age groups, put healthcare as number one. But then it starts to get a bit more interesting. Jobs and employment comes in at number two, and housing comes in at number three, followed by the economy and education. And I think what's interesting is the third, housing, which is unique to the millennials as an issue for concern and interest this election. We're not seeing that in any of the other demos in their top five issues as we enter, what is it, 4 days till polling day.
A mere 4 days. Look, that stat regarding the sort of 59% of Twitter users is quite interesting to me, because I think often young Australians are accused of being disengaged when it comes to political conversations. But that sounds like it might be a little bit of an unfair accusation.
Yeah, look, we commissioned a bunch of research by a Galaxy Research, leading polling and research company here in Australia, throughout the campaign, which has been really instructive, both about usage of Twitter, that gives a deeper understanding of the Twitter audience. But more so than that, it's to your point, Nick, it's given us a much richer understanding of not only the things that people are interested in, but the level of engagement. And we, as you said earlier, Ozpol is, well, it's the third biggest political hashtag in the world. So you know, it's massive globally as a political talking point, but it's also the biggest, most popular hashtag in Australia 3 years running. So when you put that together with this significant chunk of the audience as being 18 to 34, you see a lot of engagement. But here's the thing, what that audience want, what those users want on Twitter, and what they want from pollies is they want believability and they want authenticity. So they're going to pay attention when a politician argues passionately or with conviction about issues to matter to them. 38% say that's what they're looking for. That's when they'll start to pick up their attention. And of course, Twitter's the great place to do that, because you get this really unique, open and immediate conversation between pollies and punters.
So do you think that's what's specific to the platform that's made it such a destination for political discussion?
Yeah, I think the fact that it is public and conversational in particular makes it, you know, really does make it unique that you can be speaking directly to a polly. A polly can be hearing directly from a punter, and that is there for everyone to see and pitch in. And I think to your earlier point about the echo chamber, this data kicks that perception out of the park. And in fact, one of the other little interesting nuggets of research that's come out of this this Galaxy work is that 70%, so let's just take the assertion that Twitter is only really a place for pollies and journos, and that it's an exclusive, rarefied, contained space. 70% of people on Twitter reject that notion. 70% of Twitter users say, no, it's not that. It's a broad church. It is a great place to get a diversity of opinion and to shape your opinion. And in fact, 22% of those polled, and it's a significant sample size of 1,500 people, so it's a good, solid bit of statistically rigorous research, 22% say they've actually changed they've made a voting decision specifically in response to something they've seen or read on Twitter. So Twitter is a place where people are making up their mind. They're seeing the debate, they're engaging with the debate, they're engaging with the pollies and the issues, and that's only going to be an improvement to the democratic process.
Now, look, I'm understanding that on Twitter, around 63% of women and about 52% of men say they're undecided on how they're going to vote.
Yeah. And so, I think that's...
Yeah, I'm sorry, I'll cut you off.
No, go.
Go. look, I think, again, so there's one other bit of... I don't want to baffle people with too many numbers too early in the morning, but as the overall... Twitter audience, 56% are undecided. So 56% yet to make up their mind. Of those, 63% of women are undecided. Now, and I know we talk, I know we talk in sort of polling parlance about these people being undecided. I actually think the more interesting word and analysis and understanding is that they're actually considering the debate in all its complexities. They're actually waiting to see the whole course of this marathon campaign, and we know it has been a marathon. They're actually using that as an opportunity to absorb and consider everything in its entirety. And look, let's face it, there are a lot of issues that have been bouncing around. You know, whether it is the economy, whether it's superannuation, you know, whether it's health and jobs and housing, and you know, issues that obviously important to a CR audience, or education in particular. I think that, you know, women in particular, it would seem to me, they're actually making a more considered, patient response to those issues before making up their mind on Saturday. And I'm actually, I know I'm in a, it's a controversial view, but I'm actually a fan of the longer campaign, even though I'll be more pleased than anyone when Saturday comes and I can actually get some sleep. But I actually think, you know, if you work on the assumption that a lot of Australians aren't very engaged, or they're not listening, or they're not all listening all the time, you know, the longer campaign, I think, actually gives you more time to kind of to dip in and out of it. And, of course, you know, whether that's on 2SER, whether that's on Twitter, or, you know, whether that's, you know, among some of the more, you know, legacy media outlets, I actually think that's good for the polity more broadly.
Jonathan, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thanks very much, Nick.
Yes, a very interesting idea. Has a long election cycle given us more time to think about it?